This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
And I've been playing hate it. I don't know when, I don't know why. Why they wanna say
it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. The end of that rejoin, that was great rejoin. We're talking with Renee, the big Rangers fan, who's so happy, but yet you got that look. Look at you, man. You can't even give me a full smile because you got some trepidation.
Never that.
Yo, if you're going to the game, you should be smiling from
here.
We're
trying to get him. We're efforting, as they say in corporate world, efforting getting him to Madison Square Garden for game one for his birthday.
Yeah. Just so he knows, if we get these tickets for him, he has no PTO.
Well, funny, joke's on you. I'm on vacation starting tomorrow, so.
Wow. Yeah, but if you get the ticket, your ass will be here on Friday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
We expect you
there. That's the deal.
That's your thank you to us.
Okay.
You know?
I'll be here tomorrow, too.
But still, the part about...
And we're going to get you locker room passes, too.
The part about getting... He needs to get to the Lightning locker room and take out the... Their number one goalie is incredible. Rangers are doing a great job just eating alive backup goalies. But let's get to a point where you're going to face a number one here. Where are you at now?
If the dude for the Super Bowl can sneak into the opposing locker room and steal jerseys,
hell yeah,
you should be able to be in the laundry suit.
Great point.
Listen, hold your breath and just, okay, they're going to throw some jocks on you. They're going to be a little musky, but it's all good. Do it for the squad.
Hide in like the laundry cart?
The dirty laundry.
Yeah, oh, that's all right. Would you be willing to do that? With like just disgusting, like just jock sweat soaked gear. And you know hockey gear smells the worst of any gear. Yeah. Any gear that ever invented is disgusting.
Up, yeah.
And would you be willing to climb into a push cart of all that smelly, stinky gear just to dull the blades of Vasilevskiy's skates so it gives out and he like blows out his ACL and now he can't play?
You see... The blown ACL kind of goes far, but I would do that just to give us an edge.
That's what I'm saying.
Just to give the boys an edge.
How willing are you? What are you willing to do for your team?
Anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Get me to the cup, I'll do anything.
Put some atomic bomb inside the jockstrap so they stroke could be burned. Because you know once you put it on, and if you put it in, if you put it in there and you dry it, once you get moist... And you know what I'm saying? His stroke would be on fire.
How about this?
He'd be like, welcome to the gates of hell.
How about this?
It would be.
Give me some dairy, stick me in a laundry bag. It's over. It's over for Andre. Over.
Oh, maybe when you have the green suit on, we can give you some lactose. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So you can crop dust that whole area.
Oh, just, yeah. Oh.
Oh, it's on site.
We could put you as part of like the ice group, the ice crew that comes on to clean the ice.
Oh, and crop dust Vasilevskiy.
And you just, cropped us the whole crease area. And he comes back and he's all, oh.
Hey, could you imagine, like, you know, because they got the little panes that stick up, if he's back there in the green suit trying to line his ass crack up with the scene to try and get some fog through there? They're like, spring! Like, yo, ref!
Oh, my God.
Dude, keep it. Hey, yo. He taking here vibrating on the glass.
Hey, ref! Would you be willing to do that for your team? That's the question.
Yes.
All right, we shall see. But, I mean, the Rangers winning a Game 7, 5 elimination games in this run, and they are now suddenly in the conference finals, which no one expected. They're a good team. They had a great season for a young team, and not a lot was expected, but they definitely over-delivered. And how about Barry Melrose, what he sees in the New York Rangers this year?
This team is really turning into a juggernaut. They're good in net, which is the most important thing. They've got a very good group of defensemen, young, big, great skaters, which you need. And they have depth up front that can put the puck in the net. So New York Rangers are turning into a very, very good club very, very quickly.
They are. And he mentioned the goalie, Shesterkin. Did you see, by the way, he's like low-key gangster. Because he's like quiet. But you can tell he's got like an evil side to him.
Yeah, he's
because
he's like Jokic and his brothers.
After the Jokic, right? After the handshake line,
Jokic,
you did. After the handshake line, he all of a sudden just peels off and goes over to the glass where a bunch of Canes fans were, and he like just like I don't know punched it or whatever he did to them, but like it was like whoever was like somebody was chirping him all game,
and he
just went right by, like let him know, like instead of just skating off, being all like, you know, I'm being a professional. No,
it's not the first time. Because he did that to Pittsburgh, too, a couple of games. Yeah, he
Tremendous. You know, we forgot to mention, it's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Before we get back to the calls, Bart, it's hour number three.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
What? Already?
Yeah. And when it's hour number three, what does that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. That's my game voice right there, son. It's almost game time when I got it with my chest like that. I said that for my diaphragm, B.
888 say ESPN.
Bad boys.
729-3776 is the number. The question we're asking here, now we just mentioned the Rangers moving on. That's game seven in the hockey. We had a game seven in the NBA, and it was the Celtics holding on to beat the Heat, despite almost giving the whole thing away, to get to the NBA Finals. They're going to play the Warriors, who've been waiting, and Steph Curry, who's been waiting. In fact, the Warriors have been waiting 2 years to get back here, and they have. And so it's the sixth Finals appearance for them in 8 years, and they have a chance to win their fourth title in that same span.
I call that a double dynasty.
And, the last team to do this?
Jeffrey?
Yes, Chicago Bulls. So can the Warriors win another championship? But if they do, the one piece of hardware that Steph Curry is missing is the Finals MVP. So we were asking, like, if they win the championship and he gets Finals MVP, do you view him differently now in the prism of greatest players of all time? Or does he stay the same to you? I've always said it moves him closer to LeBron of this generation's player. He's not on the same par yet, but he's right there. Same amount of titles, great success, one franchise. It's all the things you say. A lot of people would probably say, that's what you love. He did it with the franchise that drafted him. Stayed there his whole career. Is there something about his story that changes if they win this championship? 888-SAY-ESPN. Matthew is in Brooklyn. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Listen, this guy can never crack the top 10. He cannot go on any team in the NBA and take them to multiple finals on his own.
He did.
He blessed that he's on a great team. Guys, he can never crack the top 10 all time.
Can I ask you something? Can I ask you something?
You're punishing him for being on a great team with a great franchise?
Didn't Michael Jordan have Scottie Pippen?
Yeah, Jordan did the same thing.
Jordan had Scottie Pippen. Same Shaq had Kobe.
But you're right. But Jordan could go on any team.
We never saw it, so how can you say that?
Actually, Jordan went to the Wizards, and they were terrible.
You know.
Where did he take the Wizards?
I don't know, Matthew. You're making a passionate argument about something that I don't think is that easy to say. You're making it sound like it's just so easy to say Steph Curry anywhere else.
He's the greatest shooter of all
time. Wouldn't be a great player. I mean, it's like he would be.
Player. And that's all you could say about him is the greatest shooter.
Hold up. Do you see his handles? Did you see Amari Stoudemire today say he?
You're a defender. You're a defender.
Yeah, he's undefendable.
But he can't.
Can I ask you who Magic Johnson was covering? Can I ask you what great defense Magic played?
That's a great point. He got you there, Matthew. Matthew, he got you there, man.
His slow ass and pick and roll. What are you talking about? He was the fish.
He did get you there, man.
Magic did what?
6'9 point guard.
But he still can play defense. He was a 6'9 liability on defense.
All right, what did Magic do without Kareem? He won a title, right?
With who? He had James Worthy. He had James Worthy.
No, his rookie year, he won that title.
Well, he got hurt, and he had to play that's the famous game where he won one game.
When Clay and KD got hurt, they lost to the Raptors.
Did you just listen to what you just said? You didn't say one. You didn't say Kareem. You said when they lost Clay and Kevin Durant, what happened? Right. That's a big damn deal.
Matthew.
Listen, guys, I just believe he can never crack the top ten.
Top 10 lists are fluid. I don't believe that everybody's top 10 list is supposed
to be
the same.
Kevin Durant a great defender?
That's what makes this fun.
Is Kyrie Irving a defender at all?
Kyrie Irving's not a top 10 player.
No, I'm talking about top 10.
Yeah, what about Kevin Durant?
His point is top 10.
What about Kevin Durant?
His point is strictly top 10. And that's
top 10. He's not top 10.
Okay.
Durant's not top 10 all time.
All right. Gotcha, okay. Matthew.
You got 9 and 10, Duncan and Kobe. It's very hard to pass those guys.
There it is.
Everybody 1 through 10 controls the game on both sides of the floor.
That's okay.
It's not fair that you're going to put a guy in there who can't.
All right, Matthew, again, point is, and I love the passionate debate. Yeah. This is what makes it fun, though, is because none of our lists are the same. None of them.
Yeah, nothing. With
That's what's fun about this. Yeah,
he had nothing for Magic.
But he was not. Yeah, no, you got him on that one.
Listen, when the Pistons beat the Lakers, they were looking for Magic. It was like, he's the fish. Joe D, go goon.
It's just
Zeke, oh, you got him, doing.
It's just, that's what I love about this debate, is none of them, we're always going to have one or two players that we'll argue about. And as I said, there's a great player who won't be in the top 10. There's going to be a great player who just won't make it. And you'll have to give a reason why. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So coming up, we'll continue with your calls. Also, I got to get in some NBA draft because there was a draft mock that went out by Jonathan Givony.
Did the Pistons give one out?
And I read it. You'll be happy.
Better be, but there's skinny, something fake Darko
high up in that draft that creates an opportunity for a lot of players and a lot of teams, including the Knicks. I have to discuss that after Bart tells us about Granger.
What?
Yeah.
Granger?
Yes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the moves, for all the ones who get it done, Granger is always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe
and
your people.
Peoples.
The peoples. My peoples. Your peoples. Even safer. Call clickgranger.com or just stop on by. That's all I got. Meh.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. I will get back to your calls. I do want to get to this, though, because I read it this morning, and man, it caught my attention. And on top of it, also, I actually mentioned it on Twitter as well, and I've got a lot of people's attention as well, because this is a very interesting draft. It's not a bad draft. It's a top-heavy draft. It's got talent at the very top, and Jonathan Givony, who covers the draft for us at ESPN, Draft Express, he's been doing it for a very long time. The Orlando Magic won the lottery. Jabari Smith makes the most sense. The 19-year-old out of Auburn, he's just a well-rounded player. It just seems a given, especially can you consider the pieces they already have there. It's a great fit for them. Then you see Oklahoma at number two, Chet Holmgren, Gonzaga, the big skinny kid. It does make sense for them as well because they're developing. He's a well-rounded player. He's just got to get stronger. They have time and patience there, but he could end up being a really good player, or he could be a complete bust.
He makes Kevin Durant look plump.
That's a good point. Then the Houston Rockets go three, and they'll be thrilled to take Paolo Banchero from Duke, the big man who's got
the
so
Pistons?
Much. No. The Rockets. Because he's so versatile, and he's got great footwork, and he fits as well, and it could make Christian Wood kind of expendable, but it's just a really good, that would be a good pick for them. Now you get to four, the Sacramento Kings, who, remember, jumped over your Detroit Pistons, yeah. Right? I'll tell you, at five, they have the Pistons taking Keegan Murray from Iowa, the big man. Be the right fit. He could replace Jeremy Grant. I see you're very excited. At four is where, I'm sorry.
I need the Pistons to move up and trade Jeremy Grant to move up.
Well, they might have to, because there's a player who everyone loves in this draft, who then would fall to four.
Is he my teammate's?
Yes.
You see my teammates.
This is why I'm doing this.
From Detroit.
This is why I'm doing this. The Sacramento Kings pick four. They jumped. But the best player available at four is not something they need because they've got too much of it.
Yeah.
No, no. The Kings.
Oh.
De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
And then Davion. Mitchell. The kid from Baylor.
Yeah.
And so they've got scoring guards.
Too many.
They just traded one in.
Because they had too many.
Right. In Tyrese Halliburton because they just couldn't play them all. Well, Jaden Ivey from Purdue, who's 20 years old.
Javen Hunter's son.
A plug and play kid that you would bring in and could play right away, and you love him. I love him.
Where's his dad from? Detroit.
Yeah. You know him. You've talked about him. And so would the Kings make this pick? You don't pass on him.
You make the pick and trade it?
Yes.
For something?
Yes.
Jeremy Grant?
No. Well, the Pistons could.
Isn't Bagley with the Pistons?
The Pistons could. Where did he end up?
In Detroit.
He did end up in Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So.
They've done business.
No, they did a nice job by the end of the season in Detroit. All right? But the Kings could try to trade this pick. And in doing so, there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to try to move up to get Jaden Ivey. How could you not? Yeah, Detroit might want to move up one spot and give up a piece. You know, they might try to do that so they can get him.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, of course, very selfishly about the New York Knicks, who have the 11th pick. And
they're going to move all the way up there.
They've got all those other pieces, young players.
They're giving up Mitchell Robinson?
I don't know.
For Ivey?
You can't really give up Mitchell Robinson for a draft pick. You'd have to do that later in a sign and trade. But there's other things you could do. And I asked this question. What would you be willing to give up to get Jaden Ivey? What would you be willing to give? Remember, you have multiple firsts next year.
Is it a better draft next year than this year?
It's a great question. I don't know this draft as well as I know the NFL draft now. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Like, I know the NFL draft because of you so well that the NBA one escapes me because you also don't know who's coming out half the time.
Yeah.
But that's my question, is what would you be willing to give up to move from 11 to 4, get a player that you know would fit perfect.
And young.
20 years old.
He's box off. He on a pogo stick.
Love this kid. And you put him with R.J. Barrett and forget it, right? I mean, forget it.
He's on a pogo
stick. Your future feels a lot better. If you put those two together.
I know his dad and mom, who I believe is a basketball coach for Notre Dame. She played at Notre Dame.
Yes,
would love to have her baby in the big city. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm asking.
Uncle Bar to take care of you.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What would you be willing to give up? And are there, if you have a team that you'd want them, you know, what are you willing to give up? I mean, who's moving up? Detroit, I could see it. The Pacers, no. The Trailblazers, not really, right? I mean, they're supposed to be building around Dame Lillard trying to win something. So I've heard Portland might even be ready to move that pick as well. New Orleans?
Detroit's
speaking
built.
Of New Orleans, did you see Wendy said it again? That that apparently they're going to offer Zion the max, but it will not be fully guaranteed. And if you're Zion and you, first of all, the union will tell Zion you are not signing that.
Yeah, if everybody gets. See, this is what happens when you have the ownership group treating basketball like it's football. And they're trying to set a precedent, which will be a no-no because if he does that, it's going to mess everything up for now. It's precedent, right? For other teams to do it as well.
I just don't know how. Like again, if I'm another
You're trying to offer the number one overall pick, a guy that's box office, a deal that's never been signed before. I think that's their soft way of saying we really don't need you and we want you to not take it. So that we can get rid of you.
You think it's that way?
I think when they see what they built without Zion and with CJ McCollum, they think about what they can get with that space.
See, now
bringing another great player.
Joel Embiid, when he signed off his rookie deal, he signed the full of the 5-year 146, but only 84 was fully guaranteed, but they had these injury circumstances as parameters that were included in the deal.
Oh, so it has been president said.
So there's that, but I wonder, do you follow that? And even if you're Zion, do you just tell him no?
Yeah.
You just say no.
Because really he...
Because it's not about injury. It's about I let myself go.
And it's a It's a soft commitment by the organization. They're not saying they're not getting
like
all
Embiid
behind.
Literally didn't play a whole year. Like just like Zion didn't play a whole year. Like Embiid didn't play a whole year. The foot injury for a big man. There was a lot of things there. He had yet to really establish himself. Like there was
we know Zion can ball. We saw him last year underneath Stan Van Gundy what he was able to do
as
when
a point
he was the point forward.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about? You've seen the good.
If I'm advising Zion, I'm like no, because you'll leverage somebody.
So then, your point, when you go back to the Knicks, do you wait around and see if the Zion thing implodes, or do you spend a lot of your assets on trying to get Ivy?
It's a great question. That's why you almost talk to the Pelicans now. We have the 11 pick. What is it going to take? Like, what would you want? Do you want to talk? And if they say no, all right, they say no. I walk away. They said no.
Yeah.
Because he'll be a restricted free agent next year, remember. So you don't necessarily have to do something right away. But
don't be
a lot of questions there. A lot of questions, certainly, for us to ask. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's continue here with the calls. Let's go. Who's been on for a while? Oh, Rob's in New York. What's up, Rob? Sorry to make you wait.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
All right, good.
Hey, listen. First things first, I have absolute trust in you guys winning this two-on-two battle. What I think is that pick and roll. Bart, you got to be in on that and setting some hard-ass fence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, just so you know, game plan in this, I don't mind.
We're going to run the picket fence.
We're going to run pick and roll since there's no shot clock for 5 minutes and see if Keyshawn cramp up.
It's just going to screen for each other constantly. We're
going to
like three-man weave, just constantly screening for each other and then like passing and screening and passing and screening. But can you guys shoot? Nah. It's going to wear you guys out.
And then the other thing I want to bring up is, so both of you are competitive sports players. What type of scenarios do you got with the wives? Are the wives involved? I mean, are we looking at scenarios where if you guys win,
They're pedestrians. They're pedestrians.
No, I wonder if he's asking, like, if we win, are we getting some residual benefits from winning? Like, is Adrian...
You can't win!
When I leave in the morning, is Stephanie going to look at me like, Adrian, you know, that's one thing I want you to do. What's that? Win.
What are we waiting for?
Like, I definitely think I'm going to get... My wife's big into motivational speeches and quotes and stuff, so I have a feeling I'll probably get a little something like that. And then when I return to Victor, you know, we might have to lock the door.
Will it be the power hour?
It'll... Yeah. No. I'll bring the gong home with me if we win. I swear to God. And these ninjas, I'm going to tell these kids, nobody's climbing through the vent. You're not getting in. The door's locked.
Yes.
There's a reason for it.
Yes. And don't call 911. Nobody's dying.
That's right.
Get off my mama!
Boy, your mama sure do care about your education. Oh, my God. The Lakers found their next head coach and more. Your calls. It's Bart on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Get to your calls momentarily, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Another thing that happened, Bart, is that the Lakers found their coach. It's who we thought it would be, Darvin Ham. I know you loved him as a Piston, won a championship in 04. He has been an assistant with the Bucks. He's put in the time. He deserves it as, again, a guy that is well-respected, well-liked, a former player, checks all the boxes you think, and also is a... You know, one of these guys that you know is not going to put up with any garbage, right? Like, he's going to tell it like it is. Tough, you know, he's going to be tough,
so
demanding, assertive.
So you're saying he's going to punch Westbrook in the face?
I don't think it's going to be Westbrook. I'm telling you, Anthony Davis is better get himself in line.
But Anthony Davis thinks that he's the franchise and he's the future.
Well,
how's his ego?
Here's what's important, though, is that my good friend Mark Stein, who's been covering the NBA forever, had this note. According to Buzz in NBA coaching circles over the weekend, that Ham has been promised autonomy to pick his own coaching staff. And also, which by the way, Frank Vogel didn't have that autonomy. But also, this is key, he received assurances that Kurt Rambis, who's considered the Lakers' senior advisor, will not be a regular presence in coaching meetings like he was with Vogel.
He's in coaching meetings?
Oh, you didn't know that?
Going back to snitch?
Dude,
he... I'd have pulled his mustache off.
He just had a presence everywhere.
But what does that do? That undercuts the coaching authority saying, hey, that he has checks and balances over him.
But they don't look at it like that. They look at it as... Oh, but he's got a lot of experience, and he's here to help. What do I need help
being
with?
Being one of the worst, he has one of the worst head coaching records in the history of sports.
Affirmative.
Not just basketball. The worst record in all those. So how he wasn't fired before that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well.
And that includes all the Sacramento King coaches.
Remember, Jeannie is very close. Linda works for the team as well. Linda Rambis, who is Kurt's wife. They've been there for a very long time. They've been just Lakers at heart. And the minute he and Phil left the Knicks, he went right back to the Laker organization. And he's had a presence. So LeBron certainly loves it. That's important as well, right? LeBron loves it. I think Anthony Davis had better get himself right because I don't think Darvin Ham's going to put up with his Hollywood crap. Like, get yourself right. But Bobby Marks, our ESPN NBA front office insider, talked about what this hire means for the Lakers.
I think now all of a sudden, you know, what it comes down to is there's got to be a lot of buy-in from your main guys. I mean, I think the likelihood is that we have Russell Westbrook in a Laker uniform when the season starts. Can Darvin change how Russell plays offensively? Can you get AD to play the center position? Of course, what they do in free agency is going to be a big thing as far as they're limited as far as who they can sign and who they can trade for here. So I think the big thing is, you know, Darvin's got a 4-year contract. You know, Russ is on a 1-year contract. LeBron's on a 1-year contract. AD's got 3 years left. And Darvin Ham will be, or at least he should be, with his Lakers organization longer than LeBron James and Russell Westbrook is here. So I think there's got to be complete buy-in for these veterans for this team to have a chance.
I think you'll get buy-in from LeBron. I think it's AD, as you heard. He's got a 4-year deal. AD's got 3 years left. That's the two, to me, that have to come together. And if I'm Darvin Ham, I'm not worried about LeBron. LeBron will be ready. LeBron's happy that I'm here. He'll follow along like this. There's synergy there already. But it's Anthony Davis you got to get right. Because you get him right, get him healthy again, and get him in shape, you know, not tiptoeing around, not worrying about wearing his sunglasses and, you know, going through he's going through a purple rain stage right now. I don't know what's going on with him. But get yourself in shape. Get yourself back to being a dominant basketball player, and all their fortunes will change immediately. They got to get to him.
And cut that damn unibrow off.
You ain't been
healthy with it. Cut it off.
It's the other look that he's got going. Physically does not look like the same player he was a couple of years ago. He's wearing all the scuba gear and all this stuff. Man, come on. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What are you laughing at?
I'm just imagining him and Russell Westbrook kind of competing about who's the flyest. That happens on teams.
Oh, I believe it.
Fashion Four, you Kuzma with the sweater that was 8 inches too long.
Yeah, that's when you know you're losing guys, when that starts to become a bigger deal than what you're doing on the floor. Scott's in Virginia. Scotty, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, so I'm a New York Knicks fan. My boys, Jose and Snoop, are Brooklyn Nets fan. Mm-hmm. So they think I'm crazy when I say this. If Steph Curry wins another championship and he wins the MVP, not only does it take him to another level, but it brings Kevin Durant down, because Kevin Durant only won a championship when he joined Steph Curry. When Steph won one before KD and won one afterwards. What do you think about that?
I don't think you're crazy, only because I think Steph Curry, if you're doing the generation, Steph Curry's right after LeBron. And a fourth championship certainly would put him now as many as LeBron has. And for Kevin Durant, like, he's obviously a great player, great scorer, all that stuff, but I do think championships matter when you're talking about that level.
You know what that put?
Elite guys.
So, yeah.
And your decisions.
You're talking about tiers, right?
Yeah.
Because that drops him down to the Kawhi Leonard tier.
And Kawhi's got, like, think about it.
He's got two different teams. If he wins, which next year, the Clippers are going to be a legitimate
team. Yeah, you got to watch them.
Remember, when Kawhi went to the Clippers and Paul George joined him, we were like, well, he's on LeBron's heels.
Yeah.
Because he would have had three teams. And it would have been with two teams that had never won ever, ever, ever.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if Kawhi comes back, and we'll have that conversation, because we'll be like, okay, Kawhi got three. He was injured, but now he's back. He's got three.
Something about that, right? There's something about that. But as much as you don't want to make this about Kevin Durant, unfortunately, it's going to be, because Kevin Durant left a team that in the 2 years since has gotten back. And in that time, when Kevin went to a team to create his own thing, they've won one playoff series. Not even a champion. One playoff series. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. And tomorrow at this time, Bart, we'll be out on the court, stretching out, getting ready.
Basketball is my favorite
Bart
sport.
Bart Hahn, ESPN
like
Radio.
I had to dribble up and down ESPN the court. Out.
Bart and Hahn.
No walk-up music, man? That's how we doing it, son.
Feels kind of naked.
Straight no chaser.
All right. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As we started the show and started the hour, I just want to go back again, Bart, because the Rangers getting to, this is called like the Final Four, right? Your semifinals, your Final Four for the Stanley Cup is not something anybody expected. But, you know, they took advantage, and I'm going to say it's not hate. It's they took advantage of the fact that they were facing backup goalies in both of these series, right? They ended up in both series getting to the third goalie at times. And yesterday's Game 7 had nothing to do with Raanta getting hurt. They were already outplaying the Hurricanes to start that game. They were ready for it. And there's just something about like these moments when you are facing elimination five times and you win every time. It says something special about who you are and what you are. I'll tell you what. I don't know if they can win this series against the Lightning. But I don't expect it to be like, you know, oh, they're going to be outclassed because the Lightning are two-time defending Stanley Cup champs and all that stuff. Like, there's something that Barry Melrose has said, but I agree. There's something brewing with that group that, once again, you change the coach, you have young players who emerge, and the most important thing in hockey that I can't it's so hard to describe. Having a goalie that is there for you. Like, he had a rough start to the playoffs, but since then he's been lights out. And even last night, like I was saying, he has to get a shutout. Like, he has to be amazing in Game 7.
Yeah.
And he actually was great in Game 7. Now, he didn't get the shutout late. You know, there were a couple of goals that just happened because the Canes were just desperate. But I thought he played phenomenal. And when you have something like that, you always have a chance to win. And that's what the Rangers have.
You want to give yourself a little credit? Because, listen, it's about leadership and development, right? So you have to give the new coaching staff a tremendous job of getting these young guys to play together.
Yep.
But also, you need the stars to be stars. And you called out Crowder.
Yep.
And you said, hey,
don't be Julius Randle.
Yeah. Who are you at? Where are you at? Right? Where's the leadership? And ever since you did that, how many goals did he have yesterday?
Yeah, he had two.
Two big goals. Spot. Right? Game 7.
And that one, that breakaway, oh, my God. Like, exploded out of a cannon. Blew right by, and that to keep the puck on his stick going that fast, and then that little backhand flip.
Yes,
that was money.
And that's the stuff that legends are made of, right? Yep. You make your name in the regular season, you make your fame in the postseason. Right. And Crowder's doing the damn job. Yep. And listen, the
Zibanejad stepping up, Panarin, like your best players had to be the best. As Fox, obviously their best defenseman, he scores and gets the assist.
And from here on out, it's house money.
That's what I agree. It is house money from here on in for the Rangers.
Bart and Hahn. Tomorrow.
Alan Hahn and Bart Scott about to play Jay Will and Key in 2-on-2.
A broadcaster basketball showdown.
Did you just say that Keyshawn and Jay Will are playing Bart and Hahn in basketball?
They did say that.
All of our analysts that come on and talk about this situation, here's the consistency.
Keyshawn and Jay Will.
I'm going to be winded. Jay Will is Michael Jordan 2.0.
Versus Bart and Hahn.
Bart Scott is going to break somebody's nose. Alan Hahn, just a guy with a jersey.
ESPN Radio, 2-on-2 Challenge.
1-2.
Oh, yeah. Sun don't shine forever.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever. But as long as we're here, then we might as well shine together. Maybe now or never. Business before pleasure. Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. Who you know through it better?
Come on.
Chaka, chaka, yah, chicky, yah, chicky, woo.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll be warming up. Getting loose. Right? Apparently the gear's coming tomorrow.
This is our Game 7.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the only game, so it kind of is. I don't know.
I think I'm going to hoop in some chaps.
I'm worried that we get because we're getting it tomorrow. Like, I was hoping we'd get it today so we could take it home, try it on, make sure things are all right. Because you know what always happens to me, right? It never fails.
Yep.
Shorts are always too short.
Yep.
They're always the people underestimate me.
You have very long thighs.
Yes. Or as DPH would say, femurs. But it always happens. People underestimate my size. They just, they, do I sound short?
Give them the large.
Yeah.
Well, you see Greeny. Greeny's
he's
like
not that big.
Greeny's amazed. Like you're looking legs right in the eye.
Yeah. Tim Legler.
Yeah, they don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Amari, we were on the set yesterday. It was me, Amari, Hannah Storm, and we did get up. And again, Amari's 6'10".
Yep.
And it's not like, you know, I'm not dwarfed by
him.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, it's just, but yet, when they order jerseys, it's just, I get them and I'm like, what are these? Was this underwear?
It's large.
Like, what are we doing?
Oh, we got you a large because you're thin.
Yeah. Oh, you're small. So you know what's coming. You talk about moose knuckles. Like, the shorts they're going to give me, I guarantee you, I'm going to get shorts tomorrow. I'm going to put them on and I'm going to stand in front of you going, this is what they do to me, Bart.
You know why? That's why I always wear tights.
Oh, I'm definitely wearing. Yeah, I have to wear. I'm going full. I might find arm sleeves.
Yeah.
I might go to Dick's and get arm sleeves. Like, get the full scuba gear.
I got
to
get the elbow pads.
I go full Carmelo Anthony. I might even go headband.
Yeah, I got to get the elbow pads.
You definitely need elbow pads. Could I go Ewing? Should I get the knee pads? Straight Ewing?
But it only counts if you got rubber sleeves underneath the old rubber sleeves. Remember you used to get those? They were so damn hard to pull up. You got to pull them up on the other side and then reverse
roll
them.
Over.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's true.
Blah! Like, now my knee ain't going nowhere.
Who's wearing the headband?
I don't know. Should I go headband?
I think Jay Will should wear a headband so he can look like Curly from
that'd be hilarious.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
If he wore a gold headband, that'd be hilarious. I would love that.
Hey, you know, like, listen, the weather is not going to be as hot as it is today, right?
Apparently, it's going to be in the 70s and overcast.
Okay, so that's lucky for them because, you know, with that bald head, no hair stopping you from sweating, right in the eyeball.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the eye, beezy.
Yeah, no, that's true. Have you taken a shot at all with the basketball?
I'm going to take one
today. Not roll a piece of paper, throw it at the trash can. I mean, actually taking a basketball and shot a basketball since we've decided that we have to play this game.
I went and trained outside in the heat. You're used to the heat, but it's not going to be heat.
I didn't ask you if you ran
No, I'm shooting
outside.
Today. Listen, I'm going home. I got a full court. I'm going to go shoot some J's.
Shoot the J.
Shoot it. Shoot it.
Soul's in Brooklyn, so.
Yo.
What's happening?
Fellas, I was the one who called about the Red Meth song. You should play some Annie Up, too. Get yourself. I want to hear the crushing sound tomorrow from Brooklyn, okay?
Annie Up. Are they going to just, like, I wonder how loud they'll let the bass go, but I know there's supposed to be. So, Renee, a DJ, have you heard about this?
Man, I should have called my boy, Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah?
Yeah, I should call Scoop.
Or D-Rob. Call D-Rob from Brooklyn.
All right.
D-Rob.
We got to figure it out somehow, some way.
Well, listen, love you guys. And
thank you.
Crush them. Crush them.
Yeah. Don't
every chance up. We get.
Bone
every
crusher.
Chance. Don't take it in the paint. Thank you.
RIP. Bone crusher.
Yeah.
Move.
Get out the way.
Well, that's Luda, but you know.
I whatever, man.
No, I hit you with the lube. I forgot. Oh, no, that ain't bone crusher.
Yeah, it's fine. Let's go to Jimmy in Arizona. Jimmy. Jimmy.
You know, it's a little delay.
James?
Jimmy, what you got, a Nextel?
Jimothy.
Yeah, he gone.
He gone.
Too far gone.
Mel's in Jersey City. Mel.
Hey, guys. I think the lack of a Steph Curry athleticism and also that we might be so used to him doing this three-point thing for so long, that's going to keep him out of being one of the greatest because when he first started, like when Golden State and Cleveland first started going to the finals and whatnot, we were so amazed by what he was doing. And also, right, the league, they build up their stars, you know, so they're always trying to push the next star and push the next star upon us. So we really not going to appreciate Steph Curry greatness. And last thing, I think Klay Thompson injury really hurt him because he was just right there with Steph Curry, like shot for shot and whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, Klay's going to be a big piece, obviously, in this finals. There's no doubt about it. Hey, we want to remind you, by the way, tune into ESPN Daily Podcast. It brings you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. It's presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast. So, Bart, so let's go through the checklist of all of our so-called friends. You did a show, a very popular show, with Chris Carlin in New York, and he is against us.
Yep.
I did shows. I came up in this business in radio with Rick DiPietro. He's against us. We brought Chris Canty onto the show, brought him into this business. He's against us. I mean, this is what we're dealing with right now. We have no one in the network on our side. No one.
We all we got.
We all we need.
You know what
it
I'm
all
saying?
Starts tomorrow, everybody. So stretch it out. We got a game to play tomorrow, Bart.
Hamstring helper.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.